On a flight from New Orleans to Washington this month, Corinne Marasco was forced to check her small wheelie bag at the gate because there was no room left in the overhead bins. Some passengers had taken the first available bins they saw at the front of the plane instead of above their seat. She saw a woman with a roll-on suitcase, a medium-sized tote bag, and a pocketbook board the plane, and no one asked her to check the suitcase. Ms. Marasco said the experience was infuriating. Anyone who has tried to cram a bag into an overhead bin knows the feeling. Sure, plenty of passengers want to take their bags aboard these days. Who wants to wait by the carousel or risk having their luggage lost? After the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, began cracking down on liquids and gels in carry-on luggage last summer, flyers experienced a brief respite from crowded overhead bins. Many passengers chose to check bags rather than deal with the security hassle. Airport luggage systems, however, couldn't handle the volume, and the rate of mishandled bags skyrocketed. Now the carry-on pendulum has swung the other way. For starters, travelers have gotten used to the new carry-on restrictions and are leaving their shampoos and other liquids behind so they can take their bags aboard again. From a practical standpoint, there is not much passengers can do outside of packing light or reporting violators. The best way to ensure your carry-on makes it on board is to follow the rules yourself and check any oversized bags before boarding. A squishable bag that can fit either in the overhead bin or under the seat in front of you can help too. Ultimately, however, travelers are generally left to fend for themselves when it comes to securing space in the overhead bin scrum.